For a few minutes, let me cast your minds back to April 2020. The UK was in a nationwide lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. We were ordered to stay at home and have no contact with others to reduce the rate of transmission. Yet, Dominic Cummings, then one of the Prime Minister's chief advisers, was spotted taking a journey to Durham with suspected coronavirus. And at one point, reportedly driving around the country to test his eyesight. The UK was both obsessed and also in horror at the actions of the Prime Minister's chief aide. In late May 2020, Cummings had to make statements on his actions to the media and provide reasons as to why he acted the way he did. At the time, he stated the need for childcare while self-isolating as his reason for travelling. I watched his press conference at the time, and though he gave a very full account of why he acted the way he did, the majority of the British public was still left outraged. Whatever your personal perspective on the situation, the reality of it is that the guy who made these rules and regulations, the guy who told us to stay at home in the first place, is not making the sacrifices we're making. He's a hypocrite. It made people so angry, and I've been thinking about why that is as I prepared to speak to you today. Hypocrisy, by definition, is about pretending, about being something you're not, or saying something you don't really think is true, or acting in a way you said you wouldn't, and that you tell others not to as well. To be a hypocrite is to be fake, to pretend, to not be completely authentic. I think hypocrisy in our society makes us angry because so often we don't acknowledge when our pretending or lack of authenticity hurts people. Many people just wanted Dominic Cummings to simply apologise because he wasn't acting as who he promised to be. The topic that we're thinking about today is a very real problem that we wrestle with. And it's not just our politicians, is it? Think for a second of an influencer that you follow online. It makes me frustrated when an influencer who claims to want to save the planet shows discount codes on her story one day for reusable water bottles, and then takes a plane ride to Australia on the next. In our minds, we know that nobody's perfect, right? But we're still left annoyed when people pretend to be something they're not. But it's not just our politicians, it's not just the influencers we click through on social media. The question we're looking at today is about the hypocrisy of Christians. Why are Christians hypocrites? And by extension, why is the church hypocritical, and how could God ever allow it? When we look at millionaire church pastors laundering money, or priests convicted of child sex abuse, we are more than just angry. We're deeply hurt. Every part of us thinks it's awful because it's more than just hiding your actions or being an inauthentic influencer. It's awful because these are the people we're meant to be able to trust. It's awful because real people have been affected by this. People have been taken advantage of and abused. There is real suffering here. They said we could trust them, but they've broken our trust completely. Why were they so selfish and greedy? Why are Christians hypocrites? And this is more than just abstract stories in the media as well. I'm sure there are Christians you know that fall into this category. The girl in your course who's a Christian, but frankly, she never seems to care for your problems. Or the guy you knew who partied hard and lied about it to their Christian mate the next day. Pretending, hiding things, selfishness and greed, living behind some sort of mask. It makes us angry, doesn't it? And it gets even more personal because maybe you've been hurt by the church, or by a particular Christian in your life. If that's the case, please let me say sorry for the hurt that you've experienced. I'm so glad that you're listening to this talk. Before we think about the why of hypocrisy today, I want to be really clear about one thing. True Christianity doesn't embrace hypocrisy or the hurt that is caused by it. Jesus, the central figure of the Christian faith, the Son of God, condemns hypocrisy very strongly. These verses I'm going to read are from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, and they're directed at people in authority. The very people meant to be teaching people the right way to follow God and the law. Jesus says this to them. "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." It's a pretty shocking and bleak picture, isn't it? Shiny on the outside, dead on the inside. Jesus loathes hypocrisy and above all finds it terrible in people who promised to be in authority. So I wonder how you felt as I read those words. There's something in this, isn't there? We read it and we agree. We hate hypocrisy, and Jesus hits the nail on the head. He condemns these teachers because they're trying to appear as something they're not, with shiny outsides of good deeds and kindness. But inside, things aren't looking so good. Just before the quote from Matthew's Gospel that I read, Jesus says that hypocrites are full of greed and selfishness. This is a bleak picture of human nature that maybe we find hard to hear. Right now, you might be thinking, great, thanks so much for answering the question, sort of. Jesus hates hypocrites, fine. But we still haven't got to the why, and that's what I'd like to spend the rest of our time thinking about. So why are Christians hypocrites? I found preparing to speak on this topic reasonably uncomfortable, because there are moments when we're all hypocrites. Here I am trying to show you something of Christianity and the goodness of it as I answer this question. It's my job to think through the big questions of faith with students. Yet in writing this talk, I lacked so much motivation. I'm a hypocrite, right? And I'm sure that like me, you can think of times where you haven't been the son or daughter, student or colleague, friend or partner that you promised you'd be. Lots of you guys listening are training to be doctors and nurses, and maybe there are times where your bedside manner with a patient has been excellent, but the way you spoke about them with a colleague later wasn't that polite. Times where we've lied about why we can't call that friend, even though we told them that we'd always try to be there. There's hypocrisy and selfishness in our actions so often. We've all been a hypocrite at some point or another. I'm sorry if that sounds blunt, but this has been a difficult question to consider, and there's no other way to say it. We've all been a hypocrite at some point. And right now, I don't want to take away from the fact that inauthenticity bothers us. And hypocrisy hurts. Please hear me clearly. Being a bad friend does not cause the same hurt or suffering as the abuses of power in the church that I mentioned earlier. But the reality, I think, is clear. Christians are hypocrites because in so many ways, we all are. Think for a second. Are you always, in every moment, completely authentic? Completely truthful? I know that I'm not. You might be thinking for a second, Whoa now, we are all human, for sure. We all make mistakes. But Christians have promised to be better people. They promised to be good people. Maybe I'm only human, and Dominic Cummings is only human, but Christians aren't allowed to be hypocrites. They've promised to be better. That's why we're asking this question. Maybe in your mind right now, you're raging at me. Christians just shouldn't be hypocrites. They've said that they'll be better than that. In response to that, I want to say that maybe that's quite not quite right and not quite fair. Despite the stereotype, Christianity is not a religion full of do-gooders looking down on the rest of society saying, do a bit better now, God's watching. That's not true of Christianity. Despite the assumptions people make, Christians are people who know they need help, who know they can't please God. True Christians know that they're hypocrites. They know that they're selfish, greedy, pretending. They know that they have the power to hurt others. It is not news to the Christian that we're imperfect people who need help. To be a Christian is to say, I'm a hypocrite. I'm selfish and I can hurt people and I've turned away from God. This isn't some sort of coping mechanism to embrace failure, but a realism that gives us the freedom to work out how we live as God's people in an imperfect world. So the point we've got to at about 12 minutes into this talk is that we're kind of left saying we're only human. We're all human and Christians are as well. Problem solved, right? I don't think we're quite finished with the question though. Hypocrisy can deeply hurt in big ways and in everyday ways. So does me saying we're only human satisfy the frustration and anger you feel when somebody has wronged you? Or when you see great abuses of power and position? I don't think it does. There are consequences to hypocrisy that we need to take seriously. The response that society leaves us with here does not satisfy our great longing for justice or help the fact that it's hard to be completely perfect all the time. Saying I'm only human just isn't a good enough response. I'd like to spend the next 5 minutes or so showing what the God of the Bible does with hypocrisy. We're going to look at what he says to the hurt and to the hypocrite. What he says to those longing for justice against abuses of power and to those who know they are selfish and greedy. Please listen to what I've got to say because God is speaking to all of us here. The Bible makes a big deal about an aspect of hypocrisy that we haven't thought about yet. The Bible speaks about hypocrisy as a problem between us and God. The thing we're actually called out most about by God in the Bible is how we've turned away from him, how we've turned away from a God who is all-knowing and can see into each and every situation we find ourselves in. He knows the moment of cheating or authenticity that plagues us and that we might regret. He knows when we're hiding or pretending and when our selfishness hurts people. Our hypocrisy and the suffering that it can cause is part of a wider problem. We're not living as God intended, and we all too often embrace greed and selfishness. This problem or gap between us and God is what the Bible calls sin. Sin is an old-fashioned word that we don't use very often, but it means to be living in a way that is far and distant from God. It means not living with God as our authority, living with our backs turned to God. And sin exists because there's a brokenness in our world that we have caused, but that we can't fix. We're only human, we said earlier, and part of that is sin. We're all hypocrites because we are broken people people that care and create beautiful things, but also people who can deeply hurt one another and be hypocrites. This is sin, and it's our biggest problem. But there is a solution to our selfishness, a solution to this inevitable hypocrisy that is better than just shrugging our shoulders and saying, I can't help it, I'm only human. And it's a solution that is better than saying, try harder to be a bit better. As we nearly come to a close, I want to share with you some more of Jesus's words. In an account written by one of Jesus's followers called John, Jesus says to his followers one day these words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. So what are we meant to do about hypocrisy? What are we meant to do about sin and brokenness? Do you see Jesus' words? He has done something about it. We can try and try to do a bit better, and that's a nice thing to do, but it won't fix the problem. He has done something about the deeper problem. He has done something about brokenness, about sin, about hypocrisy. Jesus describes himself as truth. He is authenticity, but he is also the way to the Father, the God who loves us, but that we in our pride and rebellion have turned away from. God knows we're only human, but he's done something about it. The accounts of Jesus' life from which we've read today tell us of how God sent his Son to die on a Roman cross, being punished for a penalty that we should have paid for our wrongdoing and the hurt that we cause. The consequences of the inauthenticity or lying or cheating that we regret have been taken away. The gap between us not living the way we intend to is closed, leaving us a way to God through Jesus, the one who is truth and authenticity. And for the one that has been deeply hurt by abuses of power or by another's selfishness or greed, there is life and freedom in Jesus too. The God of the Bible is loving and just, and that means he brings justice and declares that hurting one another is wrong. We've seen that we can't just shrug our shoulders, because hypocrisy is a very real problem that affects us all in big ways and in everyday ways. But wonderfully, God's justice means that hurt and pain are not overlooked. There is one who cares, who knows the wrong that was done to you, and who will bring justice. While he is still the God that offers forgiveness through Jesus to the hypocrite in all of us. So imagine, what if we lived in a world where we could freely acknowledge failure and the things we had done to pretend and hide and cheat? What if there was one who had taken away our shame, the reason that we might have even been a hypocrite in the first place? What if there was one we could trust to bring justice to those hurt by hypocrisy? Jesus claims to have done this, and he claims to also transform those who follow him to be more like him, so that we don't have to live in selfishness and sin anymore. My question to you today is, will you look at those claims for yourself? It feels like there's a lot more I could say, so I'd love to leave you with an analogy. Imagine for a second your favourite song, the one you sing along to in the shower, the one that brings a smile to your face when you hear it. But now imagine a terrible cover version, the worst one you've ever heard, and it's just not the same. It doesn't bring about the smile or the good memories, and quite frankly, maybe they've ruined a masterpiece. You'd never be content just listening to the cover version, right? The cover version nearly always disappoints. The original doesn't. We've thought today a lot about Christians, the world we live in, hypocrisy, and Jesus. The church, or Christians, are the cover version of the analogy I just described. The less adequate, less authentic version of the original. The original is Jesus Christ, God himself. And my plea to you today is to look at the claims that he makes. Please look at the original before making your judgment based on the inadequate cover version. Why not read an account of the life of Jesus or commit to coming to another talk like this? Please don't settle for only listening to the cover version. Take a look at the authentic original for yourself.